This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:47 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. It's a rather grey Thursday, the 7th of April. But let's recall 1 week back on April the 1st, as the clock struck midnight, the busiest land crossing in the world, that's the causeway between Singapore and Johor, came alive once again after a 20-month hiatus. So this came after Malaysia and Singapore announced that fully vaccinated travellers will be able to cross the land border between both countries in their own vehicles again, without the need for quarantine or COVID-19 tests.
Now, it was reported to be a very emotional moment as families reunited up, some for the first time in 20 months. And while businesses prepared for the arrival of customers as well, but it has been now 7 days since the reopening of the land crossing, but the expected flock of tourists' arrival and also the grand revival of the economy seems muted. Why is the outcome below expectation?
So for some reactions on the ground, we check in with Teh Kee Sin, founding president of the SME Association of South Johor. Kee Sin, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. So it's been a week since the land crossing between Singapore and Malaysia has reopened. Give us a sense of what the atmosphere is like in Johor Bahru City. I mean, has there been a revival of economic activity?
Thank you very much for having me this morning. Good morning, Su Chuan, Susanna and Chen Li. Now we are already in the 7th day, right? Very fast, right? I still remember on the first day of that opening that day, you know, that was midnight, 1st of April. Everyone was so excited to witness the gate opening after more than 2 years of closure due to the pandemic, right? So when the clock was clicking at midnight 12, we all stay awake. We are so happy to see, you know, all those people heading to the Johor Bahru directions, and seeing mostly our fellow Malaysians, moving into the CIQ for immigration clearance. Oh, there was a very touching moment, as what Susanna was saying just now, very, very emotional. And many of those people have not been meeting their family, you know, maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years. Yes. So now we are moving into the day 7 after the opening. We are reading some reports, as was said, what was being said just now. The crowd wasn't really built up. Mm-hmm. Yes, but the true fact is, we are seeing more vehicles right now on the road. Yeah, we are seeing more people, and we are seeing the traffic being piling up. Yes. So I also received some feedbacks from my SME peers, especially in the downtown area in Johor Bahru, you know, within the radius about 5 kilometers. The shops are busiest as compared to previous, especially during the weekend. You know, that was the first weekend. The 1st of April was a Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And that weekend, you know, they told me, you know, they finally have seen some Singapore registered car. Yes, this is not seen for a long, long time. Yes. So many shop, you know, visited by, looks like Singaporean, you know, especially for those car wash, car accessories. The cafe, many people are queuing up outside the shop. Yes, and then the hair salon. And of course, the most exciting one is at the petrol kiosk. Yeah, I think many, many happening in the last few days in Johor Bahru. Yes.
But what about business generally? shopping malls, you know, hotels, restaurants, F&B. What about those activities there?
Yeah. For this hotel, of course, they are very badly hit, you know, on these few sectors. For example, hotel, restaurants, I mean the big restaurant, right? And the retail business also very bad. Yeah, so these are the area that we started to see many people patronizing these few sectors right now. So far so good.
But what about the manpower situation over there? Do you see manpower situation deteriorating in times as more Malaysians venture to Singapore for jobs?
I think this is a headache dilemma that SME are facing right now. On one hand, we want the economy to build up. On the other hand, we know when this is opening, we are heading another new problem, which is a labor shortage. Yes. Because over the last many months, you know, 2 years, we do not have business. No customer walk into the shop. Business is dropping, declining income. But we still have some minimum commitment that we need to take care in our business. So, you know, with no income and then we got some minimum expenses commitment we need. At the end, we have to lay off some of the employees. You know, for those who engage a foreign worker, this is the same thing, because we have to discontinue the work permit. Mm. You know, we have to send them back. Even the worker themselves also asking to go back, you know, because less income, no overtime, or some is actually only working on alternate day. So when we talk about this manpower situation, of course, with the reopening, you know, many Malaysians are actually ready to cross over. Some may go back to look for the new job or go back to their old, you know, the ex-employers already waiting for them to cross over to hunt for the Sing dollar. So this phenomenon is very common in Johor Bahru here and always happen. The SME, actually, we used to it, like, you know, used to it, you know, we can't do much about it because the 3x Forex is too attractive. So labor shortage is actually quite bad, but it's, however, very common down here.
Right. Yes. It's dilemma. It's a dilemma that yes. was there even from before, what less now. Kisin, so it's been a week. Response, there is increased activity for now, a little bit muted. I suppose that as more time passes, you expect to see more cars coming in, more Singaporeans coming back to their old Johor haunts. When do you think we'll see a return of visitors to pre-pandemic levels?
I think we give everybody some time, you know, to build up the crowd, yeah. Right now, the report was saying that many people still not coming back, or, as you know, the crowd has been slower than what is expected. You know, one thing maybe, are we setting too high the target at a very, very initial time, right? Mm. Because those majority of those people, you know, we are still cautious and still taking the wait and see kind of approach, you know, before they commit to enter. Because they do not see the urgency for them to come back right now. Some have already came back, you know, during the land VTL, which was implemented last November, if I'm not mistaken. They already came back. You know, that was maybe Chinese during the Chinese New Year. So no urgency for them to come back because, you know, they may worry coming now, the SOP, although the SOP is very, very minimum, but many of us are actually still not 100% clear about the procedures.
Yeah, so what can what can the SMEs do to take control of the situation and perhaps offer more attractions or more, you know, incentives for Singaporeans to come back rather than wait for the Singaporeans to come back?
Don't worry, Su Chuan, because the currency advantage is good enough for them to come back. Everything, when you come in, divided by 3. You know, you come in, divided by 3. So we don't need to take any more measure, because especially after the 2-year lockdown, you know, we know that we need each other so much. We are depending on each other so much for both city, right? We got so many similarity. When they come in, they don't have any barrier at all. I mean, when it comes to conversation, when it comes to foods, you know, the standard, the style. Of course, Singaporean, they have some of their kiasu attitude. This is very common to us also. So to come back to the pre-pandemic level, I guess, you know, maybe 1 month, three months time, one month to 3 months time, maybe, you know.
All right. We will definitely check in with you, Kisin, in 1 month to 3 months time to find out whether it's back to pre-pandemic levels. That was Teh Kisin, founding president of the SME Association of South Johor, giving us an on-the-ground look, telling us what's happening on the ground after the causeway has reopened. A lot of optimism in his voice, I felt. I think that people are just really happy that things are heading back to normal after 2 years of closure.
Matter of time, is what Mr. Teh was saying, basically, right? So as much as Malaysians are enamored by the 3.2 ringgit to the Sing dollar, the Singaporeans are enamored by the 0.3 they pay when they come over here for relatively the same stuff. Definitely the petrol would be one, no pun intended, because that's a reality. But the same stuff you buy in Johor is going to be cheaper by a third. Well, in fact, by two-thirds. It's fantastic. And so people will come. Just wait and see.
It is going to take some time, I suppose, just for everyone to be on the same page with regard to procedures, because I think there is some hesitancy on that at this front. You know, what do you actually need to go through? So the braver ones, the ones with more urgency, will definitely take advantage of it early on. Others will come, as he said, perhaps in the month or 3 months to come.
I'm just thinking, before the crowd actually comes to Johor, how ready businesses are. I mean, manpower is definitely something that we have to address, you know, because a lot of businesses probably closed down or let go of their staff or I don't know. So, you know, they will have to hire again and train again.
Yeah, lack of manpower is a global issue. Happening in America, happening in Singapore, happening in Johor, right? But you look at it, just Johor itself, right? You got things like Legoland, you got things like a world-class golf course at Desaru, you know, designed by Ernie Els and designed by Vijay Singh. Amazing place. Matter of time.
All right, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.